any computer questions?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a Mac keyboard situation. I have one of those not full-size keyboards, the one that we've all seen in connection with the iPhone. So is there a way to do page down or to read paragraph? Because read next paragraph is supposed to be voiceover, I think shift page down or something. And I don't know how to do that. And my teacher doesn't know how to do it either.
Have you tried put page down, function key plus the down arrow? Has that gotten you?
I'll try that.
And add that to this menu.
Do you have the list of keyboard shortcuts that's available?
I do, but it's not in there.
I just did a quick internet search.
Yep.
And I think whoever it was in the back of the room suggested the possibility of function up arrow and function down arrow. That seems to be what the internet is saying to do. So hopefully that
voiceover function up arrow.
That is the trick. Is and what I'm going to double check when I go home is that works with voiceover, but try the function.
Yeah.
Okay. I just installed Microsoft Security Essentials, which is working very well. However, before that I was running Avast, which I tried to uninstall before I installed Microsoft Security Essentials, and it wouldn't install. And so now I've got the case where I've got both programs running. Whenever I go to Control Panel to try to uninstall Avast, it says, you know, there was an error in uninstalling this program. And I've gotten so frustrated that I said, well, maybe I should just delete it. And every time I go to that, it says, well, are you sure you want to do this? This may damage other programs in your computer.
Does Avast have its own uninstall?
It does. I tried that and I did the same.
Other people have been having the same trouble. I don't have any answers, but I know.
What you need to know about is the Avast uninstaller requires that you run in safe mode under Windows 7 or XP. And so if you want to remove the application, there's a command line switch that you can run. You'll have to look it up in the documentation. I don't know how you.
Okay, there's a command line so that you don't have to run in safe mode, or
you still need to run in safe mode. Still possible for you to do it if you're.
But that's a problem for us because we can't run in safe mode with speech.
I have a suggestion. It may be running a service. Have you tried going through your services and turning it off?
No, but I will try that.
It's also not a horrible thing to be running two antivirus programs at the same time.
Well,
they conflict sometimes.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah.
I downloaded Malwarebytes. And I have Spyware Doctor, which I really like. And now every time I go to use Malwarebytes, it gets to Spyware Doctor, which is examining. And then it stops and won't move any further.
I have a problem with the Gmail. I have Windows 7 with the JAWS 11, but I'm not able to open my mail in the Gmail account of mine.
What happens when you try to open your Gmail account?
It shows link, but when I click that one,
are you trying to open it on the web or open it with Outlook? Or
I'm trying to open both ways, with the Outlook as well as on the web. Both ways is not working.
Well, with Outlook, it might just be that the pages are maximized. That happens to me a lot, so I maximize the page, and then all my inbox stuff is there.
On the website, if you can see the email, but you can't actually click it, you may not be in what they call basic HTML. And because they only defaults, that's not the default.
So what would you change, Frank? How could you address that?
There's a link there, and some of that, I think, towards the very top of the bottom page, I always forget that it just actually says a basic HTML.
I tried signing up for a Google email account the other day, and I don't think I have encountered a worse voice capture alternative of the nice Chinese man speaking numbers and letters. So would people suggest I use something like Salona?
Well, Salona is, from what I understand, the guy who did Salona has been really ill. So my understanding is Salona is not very responsive for these days.
So how do you get around the capture?
I thought when I kept doing it and asking for new ones, I finally got one that was only four numbers and it was reasonable.
Yeah, the only way I was able to do it was to do it 17 times.
Unfortunately, Google doesn't even offer a way to download the file.
No, you have to just play it.
Yeah.
But again, if the one you play is crazy and you can't figure it out the first time, just ask for the new one.
I did that literally 17 times.
I mean,
that's how I did it.
Well, it's done. I mean,
yeah.
17 times.
Right. All right, well, I'll just keep.
And one thing that I should mention, by the way, there's been a lot of problems with signing up for groups on Google Groups. That's why all of you who are on the email list, if you notice, I sent you an email that said I added you. So I add people directly. That's how I've done it, so that people don't have to deal with that whole issue.
Yeah.
Trying to sign up for a Google group is not the easiest thing in the world to do.
Did somebody say that Firefox had a capture helper feature?
There's a plugin, but I don't want to have to install Firefox just to sign up for Google.
On iTunes, there is a way of maneuvering your applications from various pages, but it looks like it's a drag and drop thing is the way they describe it. Is there any...
Oh, like to make folders, you mean?
Well, either to make folders or I had to restore my iOS.
I spoke that. We spoke that in the settings for the iPhone in iTunes itself.
In iTunes itself.
Between pages of... Same person would just take the mouse and drag it from page one to page two. I haven't found a way of actually getting
it. No, I haven't either.
There's no accessible way of doing that.
No.
Okay.
There's a way to do it on the phone itself.
I have like 8 pages now because when I restored it, they restarted and I have like 3 on one page and 2 on another.
It is painful. I actually have not, and I know how to create folders and stuff. But you know what? I get so tired of like moving stuff that I haven't done it, so now I have 5 pages myself.
I need to set up a Gmail account that on somebody's Braille Plus. And having done this on the Apex, I know that one of the things the Apex required was that I change the ports from the default, which is 110 and 125. I don't see a way to do that on the Braille Plus, but I have a feeling you need to because I've got the correct username and password, and the account still doesn't work.
In the Braille Plus menu, they give you an example of how to change them. And you put what you basically do is in one of the fields, you put the port number at the end, I think.
It's in the manual.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
No, it'll specifically say Gmail or Google.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, as long as I know it's in the manual, I can find it.
Okay.
I have a window-wise question, actually.
Okay.
How do you save global settings without actually having to save the set file for the application?
What version of Windows are you running?
A 7.2.
Get 7.5.
Actually, Jim's not being facetious. He's absolutely right. They've changed their interface and made it a lot easier.
You mean there's like save global settings now?
Yeah, you can...
Because before, it's like, I think, and I'm not certain, it's like you have to like pretend that you're going to save the file and then I know it can be done. I can't remember how it's
not
done.
Easy.
Go to 7.5 and it's much easier. No. If you have 7.2, I think you should be able to upgrade to 7.5.
No.
Oh, you can't? Oh, that's terrible.
Or it's one of the whatever those things are. SMA.
I just right before like the old one expires, I buy the new one.
I know somebody who will know. Yeah, if you email me. I know somebody who will know, who I can ask.
You only can save a few things globally. You have to run that text to set thing or set the text. It's a real pain in the neck.
It is.
I mean, you could do it. It's not really hard. It's just awkward.
Is there any way, if you've got a PDF file, sort of a large PDF file, you know, 100 pages or something, or text, whatever, that you can bust it up into like 2 or 3 PDF files?
You mean for opening or for saving or for what?
To have like 2 or 3 PDF files instead of one. I get a PDF file that has different sections of it.
Okay.
I would just like to break it up.
Do you read it through Adobe?
Yeah.
I would just open it, save it as a text file, and then just split that up into separate sections. I mean,
sometimes that does awful things to the file.
Whenever I've done that, every word is like on one line.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
And of course, I'll tell you what it is. It's like, you know, I got I did TurboTax this year, so you get one PDF file that has your Massachusetts,
your federal,
and your federal, and all the a bunch of instructions.
Yep.
I just like to break it up into Massachusetts and federal and get rid of the instructions and have two files.
The only thing I can think of maybe is print a file and then maybe copy out each page from the file. Print a file would be an image, and maybe just actually.
What's print a file? Is that a program or something?
No, print the file should be in your printed.
Yeah, when you go to print settings.
Print
to file.
Yeah.
That didn't work. And of course, there too, if it's like it's got tables in it, it's just going to blow up and make a mess.
You might have to take that and use a program like, I think it's called PDF Converter, which would turn it into a Word document, and then you could
copy,
get into the Word document and split it. The other alternative, which would probably be just about as nasty as doing a text thing, would be to cut and paste.
That's not very reliable.
No, it's not.
I've had real trouble with it.
Adobe, can you just delete a section?
No. Not in Adobe Reader.
No,
if you had the full suite.
If you had Professional, you probably could do
it. You can't do it
in Adobe Reader.
Do you have Kurt's File 1000?
Yeah, I know you do that, but there again, you're going to have problems. I mean, I guess, what about that, like turning it into a Word file or something? But when you have tables and stuff in there, it's going to...
I usually find that like that does pretty good with doing tables and other...
You mean rescaling it?
Well...
No, you can send it through the...
You can open it up directly. Yeah.
Right.
You can open it with Kurzweil or Open Book.
But when you do that, when you open it up with K1000, it turns the OCR engine on and rescans it, essentially does a re-recognize.
Yeah.
So now what used to be accurate may end up actually having errors in it because of the text recognition.
I did what you had suggested me not do a couple of weeks ago when I got an online JAWS download update. I tried to install it. It broke everything. Mm-hmm. My computer was just not functional for 24 hours.
Yep.
I tried installing it a second time, and the second time it worked. And for the last 2 weeks, it's been fairly good. Am I understanding correctly that your recommendation is that I should still uninstall that version of JAWS?
If it's working, fine. As long as it's working, it's okay. But if it's...
They did have to fix that.
They had a major problem.
They had a major problem.
I know somebody else had the same problem that I had.
If it's working for you, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If it's working, okay, you're all right. But if it's not working, or if you haven't installed yet, at the moment the recommendation is that you don't install from the update screen, that you actually do it separately. And actually, I talked with somebody who does scripting and so forth for a living, and he said to me, Freedom Scientific often has this problem, and when he updates anybody's computer, he always uninstalls and then puts in the new version. IE9, there's a lot of accessibility issues, so don't update the IE9 if you're using screen magnification and screen reading.
And especially don't try to update to IE9 if you're using Windows XP, because it won't work anyway.
But if you use a screen reader or screen magnification, it's major problems.
But that's
you
still
a new computer now. Would it come with IE9 automatically?
No, it's not even publicly released yet.
Yes, it is released.
I'm using TaxAct. I haven't not yet explored TurboTax. I gotta believe that somewhere in TurboTax you can download individual forms, not just the whole block. Is there not an option to pick what you wish to download?
I don't think there was.
Did you do it online, or did you use the program on the CD, David?
I did it online.
I think if you had used the program on the CD, you would have had that option, because that's what we use, and you can download. But you can't do that because the CD's program is not accessible. I am in a terrible situation because people are using an Adobe. We created an accessible PDF. But the way they use it, they interface it with their database, and they then put it through FileMaker Pro, and the whole thing is totally inaccessible to me. And it's an essential job function, so we're having some interesting discussions.
To address the issue of splitting up the PDF, I use a series of tools at work called the PDF Toolkit. It is command line only, and you can split pages out of PDFs.
PDF Toolkit?
PDF-TK.
Is it free?
It is free. You don't have to pay for it. I don't know where, but you have to do a Google search for it.
Okay. With Adobe Reading PDFs, I always have trouble with it. I guess I'm not alone with it. But when you go to the file menu and you look for information about how to move through the PDF, like moving page up and down and things like that, the instructions that I see on the computer don't seem to work when I actually am in the Adobe document.
That's common.
Yep.
Yeah. The other day I was reading a PDF file that I thought was fairly accessible because there was a lot of stuff in there, and I was reading it, only to find out when somebody looked at it to tell me that it was missing about half of the stuff that was in there.
Because one thing I wanted to do is just print just the federal.
Right.
But for the life of me, I couldn't figure out what page I was, where the federal started and where it ended.
Yeah, because a lot of times the pages in a PDF file, what Adobe thinks is a page, isn't the actual page as far as the printed pages go.
And in this instance, you're also taking information that's on the web that then gets ported over to make a PDF file. So you're already dealing with conversions.
Yeah.
And then if you're trying to manipulate that.
When the IRS sends their tax forms to, like, TurboTax and TaxAct and stuff like that, they put software behind those forms, and that's part of the mess. So it's not just TurboTax that's messing you up, it's the IRS.
Yep.
Yeah, I have a question. This is like a simple one about Windows 7, the Windows Explorer. Yeah. Does it work fine with speech? Because I've tried a few times, but I get kind of confused. It has so much in it. Or are people using that, or are they using a third-party file browser thing?
Okay. I think it works. I mean, Windows 7 is a bit of a learning curve.
One thing I would say is, compared to Windows XP, Windows where you tab right away. Don't tab. And as soon as you go in, just use your arrow keys and don't tab. There's lots of extra stuff that's there. But
okay.
You have to press enter if you haven't.
I figured that much out.
So
yeah.
Okay.
I have a follow-up from a question I asked a couple of months ago where I got some good advice, but I want to give some feedback. I now have a scanner. I didn't want to buy Kurzweil 1000, so somebody else suggested
DocuScan.
DocuScan Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was an interesting experience, interesting and a half. I had my volunteers come over to try to download it. DocuScan is having a big battle with Norton. Usually what happens is you try to download, Norton doesn't like it. Norton will give you the option to say, okay, you can. We don't advise this, but you can download it anyway.
Yeah.
Norton didn't give me that option.
Did you disable Norton?
Yes, what I finally had to do was to turn off Norton for 15 minutes, download the software.
Yeah.
We really couldn't get it to run because what you have to know is you can't have JAWS running because DocuScan has its own voice and it's competing with JAWS, so we didn't know that, so we had problems. And we finally figured out. So anyway, my techie guys, I'll come back next week and we'll finish it. Comes back next week, DocuScan's not on my system anymore. Norton, why?
Don't use Norton.
Can I just say real quick?
Yeah.
DocuScan Plus does not reside in your system. It's a cloud-based system.
Right, it's a cloud-based anyway.
So it doesn't reside. You don't install anything on your system. When you pay for $300, you get a password and an ability to use the system in the cloud.
Well, in any case, what we finally wound up doing was Microsoft gives you some tools. Microsoft Scanner, it's in the tools. It's one of those programs a lot of people just don't know is there and don't bother to use it. And we set it up and we automated it. And gosh darn, it is so good. I am so thrilled. It's free. It opens up everything. It sends it to Word. And it's very accurate. And boy, that was a very good solution. But I've got DocuScan. I think I leave it alone at this point.
I really think you're going to find, I was a person who had Norton products for years. And I mean years, probably 10 years at least. I won't touch it now. There are just so many better solutions out there.
Victor, strange question. Feel free to direct me to the tutorials and help, which I haven't really read. How do I do an audio bookmark? I know how to do a bookmark, you know, bookmark one, bookmark two, but I know there's supposedly more to it than that if you want.
But
I don't
talking about,
yeah, but she's talking about something different.
Audio bookmark where you dictate... You actually associate with the bookmark an audio response that you can just...
Yeah, that's a different thing. There's a key for inserting a bookmark, but I think what happens if you press and hold that key instead of just pressing
tapping.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't tried that. Yeah,
I believe that's the way you get to the audio bookmark. In fact, I think if you turn the keyboard help on, it may actually even tell you about how to get the audio bookmark. I'm not 100% sure of that, but sometimes that's a good thing to do is just turn the keyboard help on. And
how do you do that on the screen?
You press and hold the zero key. And then you press and hold it again to turn it off.
Is APH going to, because I know they've discontinued software maintenance agreements, mm-hmm. those are free. Are they going to discontinue hardware? Is it even worth me getting a new hardware maintenance agreement at this point or not?
I would say no.
Well, I think the problem is going to be, I don't know how much hardware they've got left for the old units. You know what I mean? I don't know, because they're not going to be making them anymore.
Right, right.
Because they've got this new Orion thing coming out.
Yeah.
I think before I plunk down any money, I'd be calling them and saying, okay, what's happening with hardware? How much inventory do you have in parts?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to...
When is Orion coming
out? Orion should be... they're talking about coming out this summer. I suspect it'll probably be later than that.
Yeah.
The explosion in note takers is just... boggles my minimal mind over here because I mean we have so many and now there are more, you know, the Orion's coming out and NBP is doing one and I just sit there thinking how many note takers do we really need?
Yeah, but some of that stuff though still isn't. I mean, NBP has been very cagey about, they keep telling you it's coming but they don't tell you when a release date's going to be or anything like that. So
does anybody know on the iPhone can you do something similar to Control F?
Oh, to do a find, you mean?
Yeah, because that's almost the only thing that I'm missing in terms of...
Do you go to the search iPhone? Have you gone to search iPhone?
Yeah, that. But let's say I have a bunch of text documents and or a long, like 30 pages document, mm-hmm. and I want to find a particular string. Is there...
In the search field,
pardon?
The search button on the top of the page or...
In what app are you in yet?
In a note, for instance.
Doesn't a notes app have a
maybe it does.
I think it does. Yeah. I think the notes app has it.
Okay.